talk about who? What? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about.
All right, so 40 question of the morning comes from a discussion that we were having here in the Madhouse yesterday. I saw some meme and it was talking about using your significant other's toothbrush. And so when I brought it up and we started talking about it, we were also like, ugh. And it brought up the question, what toiletries do of your significant other do you use? Toiletries being things like the toothbrush, their deodorant, a washcloth, a towel, anything like that. What toiletries of your significant other do you use?
Definitely not the toothbrush.
Hell no.
Ain't no way.
Disgusting.
Ain't no way. I mean, but you think about it though. I mean, you probably kiss your significant other. You probably do a lot of other things with your significant other.
But you don't lick the plaque off their teeth when you kiss them.
Yes, right. But it just seems a little different when you actually talk about using that toothbrush, right?
I think that because the toothbrush is meant to, it's a tool to clean your mouth. So I don't want to use the tool that you use to clean your mouth in my mouth.
Well, you do other things. You do other things with your mouth.
That's the thing.
Don't say it no more.
What's the difference if you do other things?
So do you use your wife's
pleasure, Larry?
No, I already said no. Hell no.
That's for pleasure, Larry. When you're kissing somebody.
I'm not doing that.
But and it's not like you're not kissing someone with the intent of cleaning their mouth.
Right.
Hey.
Might clean up something else.
First of all, let's be mature and have this conversation.
Right, Larry.
Grow up. You were saying yesterday that you used. I know I have used her deodorant because. You don't like that?
Oh, no.
I have used that deodorant. Like, if I ran out of something, and she used Secret. Secret is strong enough for a man. We know that.
But P.H.
Strong enough for a man. Hey.
P.H. balance for a woman.
Hey. See, the truth about that is, though, I don't know if a lot of y'all study science, but you can't even P.H. balance a base, and deodorant is a base.
Larry, first of all, stop giving an explanation.
Listen, get back to the topic.
But, yeah, so the thing about that is that, yeah, you know, I ran out several times, and I use a deodorant. I'd rather do that than be running around musty. You want me to be musty? You want me to use a deodorant?
No, you know what I want you to do? Go buy your own damn deodorant.
I do, but I might forget, or like I make Walmart runs, and I haven't did this in a long time. But like sometimes you forget to make run, and her deodorant is there. Well, I'm using that.
You know what? I've definitely used my wife's deodorant.
You use your wife's deodorant?
The guy uses my deodorant also. Stop it.
She told me to
Y'all
stop it.
Y'all need to stop
it. She told me how she found out I used it.
So let me say, because she found out the same way that I found out. The way that I know that the guy uses my deodorant is because I will go to use my deodorant and I will find one damn hair, long hair on my deodorant. And the minute I see it, I'm like, it's yours.
Yeah. Give it to him?
Yes, it is yours. I don't want to use it. Because the other thing is, when I go and I buy cosmetics and things like that, I buy multiple ones. Mm-hmm. So I'll always buy two or three deodorants at a time so that when I do run out, I always have that backup.
Right.
But I am very selfish about my cosmetics. Don't use them.
Okay, I have a confession.
What?
You've used the toothbrush before.
No, hell no. Ugh. But I did use her fingernail clippers.
Oh, that don't count. That's not toiletries.
Yeah.
On my toes.
But that don't count.
I mean, that's disgusting. That's disgusting. Did you tell her?
It's a toenail clipper, right? No. You use it for both.
But at least notify me.
I didn't know it's two different types of nail clippers.
It is?
The little small ones are for your fingernails, not for your toenails.
Yeah.
And the big wide ones, that's for your toes.
Don't do that.
You know what? You know what else I used hers like one time? Because it smelled good. I used a shower gel.
Oh,
I've done that.
I was smelling fresh like strawberry melon.
The guy and I.
Her bar soap, she uses Dove.
Yeah.
And I use Dial.
Yeah.
But I ran out of my Dial and I used Dove.
Nah, I used her shower gel.
The guy and I just had a whole conversation about this because he used my shower gel also and it infuriated me.
She just texted me. She must be in the car.
Because my thing is this. That is one of the things that I splurge on for myself. Like, yeah, I buy. I
Jessica come in here and tell Shark they got a deal. They
yeah,
got
exactly. a deal. Like, I splurge on my shower gel. Don't use it.
I don't care, butter. I'm smelling butter. Like Mango Madness. I'm smelling like
listen,
Mango Madness.
Listen, I was smelling like
cucumber, jasmine, flower.
How much cologne no. I sprayed on me for smelling like Shea Honey? I didn't want to smell like Shea Honey.
Then stop using it.
I ain't had no more.
Yeah, I, the I, one I, cosmetic I smell like that to be stacking.
The right. one cosmetic that I would toiletry that I will use and that I will allow him to use. And I won't have a problem with it, is my shampoo and my conditioner.
Okay.
That's right. It.
Well, I don't need that.
Madhouse Nation, y'all got to chime in on our voicemail. 704-227-8780. What's the question, Ms. Jessica?
What toiletries do you use of your significant other?
And my wife just said, I need to buy her some more nail clippers.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.